Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us continue to study on the theme, the vision of the new temple.
感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来查考这个主题，就是新圣殿的意象。
From the vision of the new temple, we are able to learn precious teachings in relation to our spiritual life, our spirituality.
从这个新圣殿的这个意象呢，我们可以学习到关于我们属灵的生活。
So in the morning, we have studied that at that time, Ezekiel, he was brought in the visions of God into the land of Israel.
我们知道，我们早上已经查考到说，当以西结他看到异象的时候，他被带到耶路撒冷。
So he was brought to a very high mountain.
他被带到了一个非常高的山上。
Then he saw a structure like a city.
然后他看到一个像是城市的地方。
But of course, today we point to the church.
当然，我们今天认为说这个就是指着教会。
At the time, he was asked to see, to hear, and to set.What he has seen and heard into his mind.
这边，天使就跟他说要用眼睛看，用耳朵听，要放在心上，而且要记下来。
Yes, then also to make known what he has seen to the house of Israel.
然后凡他所见的，他都要告诉以色列的家。
So at that time he saw the new temple.
所以当那个时候，他看到一个新的圣殿。
And Of course, the purpose of the vision, it is to allow the Israelites to be ashamed of their sins.
当他神让他看到这个新圣殿的意象，就是要让以色列人知道他们的错误。
And after they are ashamed of their sin, so that they are able now to walk in the teachings, the laws, the ordinances of God.
让他们知道自己的错误，羞愧之后要悔改。
Then with this, the glory of the Lord will return.
然后他们转向神之后，神的荣光、荣耀会再度临到他们。
So same for us today.
所以今天我们来说也是一样。
There are certain requirements of the Lord as to how we must build up our spiritual temple.
神对我们如何建造这个属灵的圣殿，他有他的要求。
At times we have not.Met his fulfillment.
可是有时候我们并没有达到这个要求。
But after we know, then it allows us to understand we have fallen short, so that now we are determined to change, so that again we are able to be close with the Lord can abide with us.
可是我们要知道神的要求是什么，那当我们知道说我们没有达到这个要求的时候，我们才能改善。
So that in the end, the Lord will be able to abide with us.
所以最后神才能与我们同在。
Now we will come to our second part on the, we study briefly on the measurement, the wall and the steps.
那我们现在要来查考就是第二个部分，就是这个墙和这个台阶的那个量度。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们来看以西结书第四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书第四十章。
Verse 5, the lower portion.
第五节的后半段。
Here tells us about the measurement.
这边有说到它的长度。
Earlier in the verse 3,
之前在第三节的地方。
When he brought me there, behold, there was a man.Whose appearance was like bronze, and with a line of flax and a measuring reed in his hand.
他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。
The line of flax, it is to measure long distance.
那这个麻绳
to measure yes long distance.
这个麻绳呢，它是要量一个。比较长的距离
and the measuring reed short distance
那这个量度是的杆它是要量比较短的一个距离
so at the time in the verse 5
所以在第五节的时候
the middle portion
中间这边有说到
and the length of the measuring reed in the man's hand it was 6 long cubits
那人手拿量度的杆这个量度的杆是长六轴
So the length of the whole measuring reed, it is made up of 6 long cubits.
所以这个量度的杆长六轴
And here says, being each being a cubit and a hand breadth in length.
这边又说到每轴是一轴零一掌。
Normally, when they measure,
通常当他们在量的时候
they will only use a cubit.
他们只会用一轴来量。
But now,The measurement that God used is called the long cubits.
可是现在神他量是用这个比较长的量度。
So this long cubit is made up of a cubit and a hand breadth.
那这个长度就是一轴零一掌。
So if we measure it in inches.
所以我们如果用那个寸来量计单位的话。
Some says cubit it is 17 and a half inches.A cubit.
它一轴是 17.5 寸。
Some rounded it to 18 inches.
有些说就是18寸。
And the long cubit, it is the one cubit and a hand breadth, so altogether it is 20 and a half inches.
那这个比较长的这一轴就是一轴零一掌呢就是 20.8 寸。
20 and a half inches, so some rounded it to 21 inches.
对不起，是 20.5 寸，那有些人就把它说成是21寸。
So here tells us the measurement of God and normal man's measurement, it is different.
这边说到神他量他的长度的单位跟我们量的长度的单位是不一样的。
So as I said, usually they will use only a cubit.
我就是说通常别人他们那个时候的人他们量长度是用一轴来计单位。
But now the Lord gives them the measurement of the long cubit.
那现在神给他们这个比较长的轴。
So here tells us God's measurement, God's standard is different from man's standard.
就可以告诉我们说神他的量度和我们的量度是不一样的。
Because in the morning we have also read, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
那我们早上也有读到就是在以赛亚书第五章。
55.
第五十五章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书第五十五章。
Verse 8 and 9.
第八和第九节
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
主说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
Verse 9.
第九节
For as heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For example,
例如说
Let's turn to 1 Samuel
我们来看撒母耳记上
1 Samuel
撒母耳记上
Chapter 16
第十六章
Here tells about the election of a king to replace King Saul
这边说到他们神选一个新的王来代替扫罗
At the time Samuel he was asked to go to the house of Jesse or Jesse
这个时候神差派撒母耳到耶西的家里去
Because there from one of the sons a king will come
因为神要从这耶西他的儿子里面选一个王
So in chapter 16 verse 6
在十六章的第六节这边说到
At the time when Samuel looked and saw Eliab he thought surely the Lord's anointed is before me
他们来的时候撒母耳看见以利亚就心里说主的受膏者必定在他面前
Verse 7
第七节
But the Lord said to Samuel do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature
主却对撒母耳说不要看他的外貌和他身材高大
Because I've rejected him for the Lord sees not as man sees
我不拣选他因为主不像人看人
Man looks on the outward appearance
人是看外貌
But the Lord looks on the heart
主是看内心
So today whether it is the standard, the measurement whether it is the understanding, the viewpoint So God's and man's it is different
所以不论是怎样神跟我们的要求都是不一样的
Today we may think thatMy faith to this level, it is good enough.
我们可能觉得说我们的信心到这个阶段就已经不错了。
At times we also see, wow, this member not too bad.
那有时候我们可能看到周围的弟兄姐妹，我们觉得说这个人的信心不错。
We are using our measurement at times.
我们其实是用了我们自己的这个尺寸来量。
And different people's measurement, it is different.
可是每一个人 都有自己不同的这个尺寸。
Even I myself, I may have a different measurement.
那我可能我看别人也有一个不同的尺寸。
To measure myself, it may be a different measurement. To me, well, not too bad. Now I'm not too bad.
那我可能量我自己，我觉得我还不错。
But we are using our own measurement.
可是这个都是照我们自己的尺寸来量。
But God's measurement, it is different. God looks differently.
可是神他量我们的尺寸是不一样的。
In actuality, His requirements are always very, very high.
神的对我们的要求是非常的高。
All right. So here tells about the part of the measurement.
所以这边说到这个量度。
So today, we must fulfill God's measurement.
所以今天我们要达到神的要求, 神的量度。
Not my own measurement.
而不是自己的量度。
Because my own measurement, it is not a standard. It is not something that I can use to say where I am.
因为我们的自己的量度并不是标准，我们并不能以自己的量度来看自己在哪里。
But we use the requirement, we use the standard, we use the teachings of the Lord to measure ourselves.
我们要用神的要求，神的量度，还有神的话语来 来量自己。
Then with this, we will know now what I must do to build up my holy temple.
只有这样子我们才能知道说我们要如何建造神的圣殿。
Now we come to the first thing that the Ezekiel saw.
那我们来看以西结这边看到什么。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们来看以西结书第40章。
Verse 5.
第5节。
And behold, there was a wall all around the outside of the temple area.
我见殿四围有墙。
We jump to the lower portion of verse 5.
我们来看第5节的后面。
So he measured the thickness of the wall 1 reed and the height 1 reed.
他用杆量墙厚一杆高一杆。
So it is around 10 and a half feet high.
是差不多10.5寸。
So here tells us there is a wall around the outside of the whole temple area.
他就是看到有墙围着这个殿。
So the thickness and the height, it is perfect square, 1 reed and 1 reed.
那这个墙的厚和高刚刚好就是一个 正方体。
Let's turn to chapter 42.
我们来看42章。
Chapter 42.
42章。
Now it tells about the whole distance of that wall.
这边就说到这个墙的总共的多长。
Just now it only tells about the height and the thickness. It was perfectly square.
这边刚刚只有说到它的厚和它的高度是刚刚好一个正方形。
Now we look at the whole area.
那我们现在看它整个周围的墙的长度。
Let's read verse 16.
第42章的第16节。
Chapter 42, verse 16.
42章第16节。
He measured the east side of the with the measuring reed 500 cubits by the measuring reed.
他用量度的杆量四围，量东面500轴。
Then he turned and measured the north side 500 cubits by the measuring reed.
用杆量北面500轴。
Then he turned to measure the south side 500 cubits. By the measuring reed.
用杆量南面500轴。
Verse 19.
19节,
he turned to the west side and measured 500 cubits by the measuring reed.
又转到西面用杆量500轴。
So the wall surrounding the whole area, it is 500 cubits. All are 500 cubits. Again, it is perfectly square.
所以这个围着四周的这个墙呢, 每一面都是500轴, 都是一个正方形。
Verse
20.
And he measured it on the four sides. It had a wall around it.
他量四面四围有墙。
500 cubits long, 500 cubits broad.
长500轴, 宽500轴。
So here tells about the wall now. It covered the whole area.
所以这个墙呢, 它就是围着 所有的面积。
What is the function of the wall?
它这个墙是做什么的呢？
So here the last line says, verse 20, to make a separation between the holy and the common.
这二十节最后面这边有说到，就是为要分别圣地和俗地。
So it is very important to make a separation.
所以要分别出来是非常重要的。
In the Revelation,
在那个启示录说到。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
我们看启示录的第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
Oh, sorry, we read 21.
对不起，我们来看二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录第二十一章。
Here also tells us at that time, John, he was brought to the high mountain and he saw the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of the heaven from God.
这边约翰他站在一个山上，那他也看到一个异象，就是有一个新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Verse 12, the upper portion.
第十二节的前半段这边说到。
It had a great high wall.
有高大的墙。
So the area also is surrounded by a great high wall.
这个城市呢也是被高大的墙围着。
So, today we must understand, we must have this wall.
所以今天我们一定要了解要有这个墙。
This wall, it is to make a separation between the holy and the common or the holy and the unholy.
这个墙呢是要为了分别圣洁和俗的。
Because now we are those who come into the presence of the Lord.
因为我们今天是来到神面前的。
So we must lead a life of separation.
所以我们要过着分别为圣的生活。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Let's read verse 17.
我们看十七节。
Or we can read from the verse 16.
我们也可以从十六节开始读。
What agreement has the temple of God with idols?
神的殿和偶像有什么不同呢？
For
相同呢？
We are the temple of the living God.
因为我们是永生神的殿。
As God said, I will live in them, I will move among them, I will be their God, they shall be my people.
就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So this morning we already mentioned, today we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天早上已经说，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
So here the Lord says, I will live in them, I will move among them.
这边神已经说，我要在他们中间居住，我要在他们中间来往。
I will be their God.
我要做他们的神。
So here, now there is this requirement.
所以现在这边有一个要求。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Therefore come out from them, be separated from them, says the Lord.
又说你们务要从他们中间出来与他们分别。
So there must be a wall to separate.
中间一定要有一座墙。
So here says, touch nothing unclean, I will welcome you.
这边说到，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第七章的第一节。
Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit.
我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽。
And make holiness perfect in the fear of God.
敬畏神得以成圣。
So here tells about this very important requirement.
所以这边有说到一个非常重要的要求。
So we must be separated.
我们一定要分别出来。
Because we are the temple of the Lord, the Lord is in us.
因为我们就是神的殿，神也在我们心里。
So today we must not defile ourselves.
所以今天我们不能污秽自己。
We must cleanse ourselves.
我们一定要洁净自己。
We must make holiness perfect in the fear of God.
我们一定要敬畏神得以成圣。
Even in the Revelation chapter 18, there's this now call to come out of Babylon, come out of the world.
就在启示录章，启示录的第十八章也告诉我们要出来离开巴比伦。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18.
我们来看启示录十八章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 18, verse 4.
启示录十八章的第四节。
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues.
我又听见从天上有声音说，我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。
Because in the verse 2 says,
因为在第二节有说到，
Fallen is Babylon the Great.
这边说到巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了。
So Babylon the Great tell us about the sinful world.
这个巴比伦大城呢，就是指着罪恶的世界。
Because here says it has become a dwelling place of demons.
因为他已经成了鬼魔的住处。
A prison of every foul spirit, a cage of every foul and hateful birds.
各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。
So the devil and the demons, they are working in the world.
所以魔鬼和各样污秽的东西，他们都在世上做工。
Because in the 1 John chapter 5 says, the whole world is in the power or in the hand of the evil one.
因为在约翰一书的第五章说到世界在这个魔鬼的掌握之下。
So this is the place of his work.
这个世界呢，就是魔鬼做工的地方。
And verse 3 says,
第三节说到，
all the nations have drunk the wine of her impure passion.
那说到世界都喝了这个酒。
And Revelation 18,
第十八章
verse 3,
的第三节，
The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her.
地上的君王与她行淫。
And the merchants of the earth have grown rich with the wealth of her wantonness.
地上的客商因她奢华太过就发了财。
So they are so attracted to Babylon.
所以他们被这个巴比伦非常吸引。
But today we must be separated.
可是我们今天要分别为圣出来。
We will come to this stage.
我们会到这个地方。
Let's turn to Revelation.
我们来看启示录。
Revelation chapter 22.
的第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录的第二十二章。
Here tells us the end time is near.
这边说到，末期已经来到了。
And Second Timothy chapter 3 said, tell us in the latter times there will be time of stress, moral value will drop.
那在提摩太后书那边也说到，在末了的日子，大家都会没有良心。
It will be a perilous times, a very dangerous time.
会是一个非常污秽、非常危险的时候。
Because moral value will drop.
因为人都失了良心。
They will become bad to worse.
他们会对我们攻击。
Now they will become from bad to worse.
哦，他们会从不好变到更糟。
And in the Revelation here tells us.
从在启示录这边告诉我们。
Chapter 22.
第二十二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near."
他又对我说，不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。
Yes.The end of the days is near. The second coming of Jesus is near.
是的，因为日期近了，耶稣的再临也近了。
And we will come to this period.
那我们已经快要到这个时段了。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Let the evil doer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy.
不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
And the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy.
为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧。
But when we read this, be very careful.
但是我们读到这一段经节的时候，我们要非常小心。
Not to encourage, let the evil doer still do evil.
我们并不是劝说不义的叫他继续不义。
It tells us we will come to a time when the evil doers they will still do evil. There will be no more turning back.
我们在这边是说到，在有一个时候，当这个不义的他会继续不义，然后他已经没有回转的地步了。
The filthy still be filthy.
污秽的人就污秽。
They will be from bad become worse.
他们会从不好到更糟。
Definitely, this will happen.
那这一定会发生。
And furthermore, for us, the children of God, the offspring of the woman, devil will go all out to attack the believers.
那我们这个神的选民会被攻击。
Devil will use the world, the things in the world.
魔鬼会用世上的东西。
The luxuries in the world, the pleasures in the world.
地上的奢华，地上的享乐。
The things that relates to the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
就是关乎今生的骄傲、 肉体的情欲,
and the eyes, lust of the eyes.
眼目的情欲,
so, but here tells us the righteous will still right and the holy still be holy.
可是这边说到唯义的叫他仁就唯义，圣洁的叫他仁就圣洁。
So today we must continue. The righteous we still do right. The holy we still pursue holiness.
所以今天我们要仁就圣洁，然后仁就追随要。
So there will be, we must have this clear separation.
So
that's why today we need to separate ourselves.
这就是为什么我们今天要分别为圣出来。
And of course, like the Apostle Paul,
像保罗,
let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
我们看加拉太书的第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章
Let us read verse 4
第一章的第四节
Galatians chapter 1 verse 4
加拉太书第一章第四节
Here says Who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil age
基督叫我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己要救我们脱离这罪恶的世界世代
yes. Yeah, some say search it, but actually it should be the evil age. So here says to deliver us from the evil age.
这边说到要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
In the world, there are different ages.
在世界上有不同的世代。
So now, this is the evil, wicked and perverse generation. It is the evil age.
现在这个是一个弯曲悖谬的世代,它是一个罪恶的世代。
Chapter 6.
我们来看第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第六章,
verse 14.
第十四节,
Paul says, But far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我断不以别的夸口,只夸我耶稣基督的十字架,
by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
因着十字架,就我而论,世界已经定在十字架上,就世界而论,我已经定在十字架上。
So Paul, he was very firm, he knew what he must do.
保罗他很坚强,他知道他该做的是什么。
So since the Lord has delivered him,
因为耶稣基督已经救了他,
especially from the evil age, so he says now, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
神已经拯救他脱离这罪恶的世代, 所以他这边说到,就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上,就世界而论他已经钉在十字架上。
Before Jesus ascended, or before Jesus sacrificed himself,
在耶稣为我们舍命之前,
in the John chapter 17, Jesus made this very important prayer.
在约翰福音的第17章, 耶稣有一个非常重要的祷告。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们来看约翰福音的第17章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音的17章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I have manifested thy name to the man whom thou givest me out of the world.
你从世上赐给我的人,我已将你的名显明于他们。
So here says, I've manifested thy name to the man whom thou gavest me out of the world. So today we are those caught out of the world.
这边说到,你从世上赐给我的人,我已将你的名显明给他们。我们今天已经从被这个世界上招呼出来了。
Verse 14.
14节。
I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
十四节这边说到,我已将你的道赐给他们,世界又恨他们,因为他们不属世界,正如我不属世界一样。Verse
15.
15节,
I do not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界。But
that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one.
只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。Verse
16.
16节,
they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
他们不属世界,正如我不属世界一样。So
today we are living in the world.
所以今天我们虽然活在这个世界当中,
but we are not of the world.
但是我们不属于这个世界。Because
we are already caught out from the world.
因为神已经把我们从这个世界招呼出来。The
most important, we must not be of the world.
所以最重要的,我们不应当属于这个世界。That's
why Jesus prayed, verse 17, Sanctify them in the truth, thy word is truth.
所以, 主耶稣在十七节这边祷告到，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。十九节
，For their sake I consecrated myself that they also may be consecrated in the truth。
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
So today we must be separated. We are in the world. We are not of the world. We must be.Not belonging to the world.
所以今天我们一定要分别为圣，所以虽然我们活在这个世界上，可是我们不应当属于这个世界。
Let's turn to Romans.
我们来看罗马书。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书的第十二章的第二节。
Do not be conformed to this world or the age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验为何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
So let us not be conformed to this age, the age of the world.
所以我们今天不应当效法这个世界。
But we must be transformed.
可是我们要变化，更新而变化。
So today our ways of life must be different.
所以我们今天的生活方式要不一样。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17.
以弗所书第四章第十七节。
Now this I affirm and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do.
所以我说且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人行虚妄的心行事。
Yes, today we must not live as the Gentiles do.
今天我们不要再像外邦人的行事。
Because they live a life in the futility of their minds.
因为他们存虚妄的心行事。
They are darkened in their understanding.
他们的心地昏昧。
They are alienated from the life of God.Because of the ignorance that is in them.
他们因为自己的无知，心里刚硬，与神的所赐的生命隔绝了。
Yes, due to the hardness of the heart, and now says their way of life has become callous and given themselves to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of uncleanness.
他们心里刚硬，良心既然上进，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
We must not lead this type of a life.
我们不应当跟活得像这样子一样。
Because verse 20 says,
因为二十节说到，
We did not so learn Christ.
你们学了基督却不是这样子。
Verse 22,
二十二节，
So we must put off our old nature which belongs to our former manner of life.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
It is corrupt to deceitful lust.
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
But we must be renewed in the spirit of the mind and put on the new nature created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
又要将你们的心智更换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So today we must pursue after this type of a life.
所以今天我们应当要追求这样的生活。
Pursue righteousness and holiness.
要追求圣洁。
Do not be defiled by the world.
不要被这个世界污秽了。
Then definitely we are those who are able to come before the presence of the Lord.
这样子我们就可以得到神的面前来。
If today we do not lead this type of a life,
如果我们不过这种圣洁的生活，
How are we to draw near to the Lord?
我们如何向神亲近呢？
How can the Lord make himself manifest in our life?
神如何借着我们来发扬光大呢？
Because we never lead a life of separation.
因为如果我们不过分别为圣的生活，
So here tells us today we must have this war to be a separation.
所以今天我们就是学习到说要有这个墙来做一个有分别为圣的生活。
But this work may not be easy.
可是这个是非常难的。
In the first Peter,
在彼得前书，
Peter wrote to the believers, those who were dispersed to the Gentile land.
彼得前书他写信给居住在外邦之地的犹太人。
In the first Peter chapter 1 verse 1,
彼得前书的第一章第一节，
Here says, to the exiles of the dispersion.
写在分散在寄居的。
So they were exiled into a Gentile land.
他们是被分散在一个外邦之地。
Just imagine different culture, different ways of life. So they will be in a danger to be assimilated into that type of a society.
那他们居住在这个不同的文化背景里面，他们很容易就跟他们一样了。
So chapter 2 verse 11.
所以第二章的十一节说到
Peter told them,
彼得告诉他们
Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that which war against your soul.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
So be very careful because they are in the exiled land, different culture, different ways of life, different pursuit.
所以他们要非常的小心，因为他们是寄居的，是分散在不同文化背景的地方。
So in the chapter 1,
所以在第一章
verse 14,
十四节
Peter reminded them,
彼得提醒他们
As obedient children, be not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance.
你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候。
But he who called you is holy, be holy yourself in all your conduct. Verse 15.
十五节，那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Verse 16. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
十六节，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So verse 17, the lower portion, conduct yourself with fear throughout the time of your exile.
十七节，这边就说到就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
So today we are only sojourners.
所以今天我们都是寄居的。
But we must not allow the world to draw us away.
我们并不能容许世界把我们拖去了。
So at that time, because they seek to live this type of a holy, separated, consecrated life.
因为他们这个时候，他们立志要过一个分别为圣的生活。
哇。It's not easy. They were abused.
他们并过得并不简单，他们被别人逼迫。
Let's read chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Let's read verse 16.
16节。
And keep your conscience clear so that when you are abused, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame.
存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自觉羞愧。
So here says when you are abused.
就是当你们被毁谤的时候。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Let the time that is past suffice for doing what the Gentiles like to do.
因为往日随从外邦人的心心意行邪淫。
Yeah, here says living in licentiousness, passion, drunkenness, revel, carousing, and lawless idolatry.
这边说到恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事。
So let it past.
时候已经够了。
Yes. So verse 4.
第四节。
So they are surprised that you do not now join them in the same wild profligacy and they abuse you.
他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
So they will look at people that are very strange.
他们就会看你觉得你很奇怪。
Because now we don't join them.
因为我们并不和他们一样。
So they abuse us.
所以他们毁谤我们。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
If you are reproached for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
So today, if people abuse us, they revile us, they make fun of us, never mind.
所以今天如果有人毁谤我们、辱骂我们、嘲笑我们，没关系。
Because I want to show forth I am different, I am leading a life of separation, a life of consecration.
因为我是过着一个分别为圣的生活，我 本当就是应当要是不一样的。
The Lord will be very pleased.
神会很高兴。
The Lord will be close with us.
神会与我们同在。
But if today we lead a life like the Gentiles, we love the world.
可是如果我们过着生活和外邦人一样，我们喜爱这个世界。
Then the Lord will be very far away from us. We cannot draw near to Him.
那神就会离我们很远，我们也不得已亲身，
so、at that time,
我们也不能亲近神。
Ezekiel saw the wall, the wall.
所以以西结呢，他看到这个墙。
So it is a separation between the holy and the common.
就是为要分别圣洁和俗的。
Now we come to the steps.
我们来看这个台阶。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们来看回来以西结书的第四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书第四十章。
Now at the time, he was going into the outer court.
他现在就要到这个外院来。
If you look at the, let's say if now I am outside,of the temple area.
那先说，如果我现在在这个圣殿的外面。
From the ground level, I will see that it is elevated. It is very high.
那在水平面，我看我就会觉得这个圣殿很高。
So there is the wall. The first thing you see the wall.
那你第一个看到的就是看到墙。
But there is now a passageway.
那现在这边有一个。
The gateway.
这边有一个有一个走廊。
Yes, so the gateway now from the outside to enter into the inside the outer court.
那这个有一个廊子可以来进去这个外院。
And of course, at the time there were three gates, one at the north, east, and the south.
那有三个门，有三个门在北边。
Or we say the east, the The east gate, the north gate, and the south gate.
有东边的门、北边的门和南边的门。
Let's read now, chapter 40, verse 6.
我们来看第四十章的第六节。
Then he went into the gateway facing east.
他到了朝东的门。
Going up his steps.
就上门的台阶。
He never say how many steps.
他没有说有几个台阶。
This is the steps to the, at the east gate going into the outer court.
那这个是朝东的门，从这个台阶上去进去就是外院。
Yes, from outside into the outer court.
从外面进去到外院。
Then in the verse 20.
在二十节。
Behold, there was a gate that faced toward the north.
他两外院朝北的门
belonging to the outer court
是属于外院的。
So in the verse 22, the last portion,
所以在22节的后面这边有说到
7 steps lead up to it,
登七层台阶上这个门。
Then verse 24,
第24节
He led me to the south, behold there was a gate on the south.
他带我往南去，见朝南有门。
Verse 26,
第二十六节。
And there were 7 steps leading up to it.
然后这边也是登七层台阶上到这门。
So from outside now, now I'm going to go into the outer court, I have to climb 7 steps.
所以从这个墙外面，你要进去这个门，你要登七个台阶。
Now I am in the outer court.
然后进去之后你就在外院。
But now from the outer court, I want to go into the inner court.
那你到外院之后你要往内院。
So again, he was brought to the passageway.
所以他就带到这个廊子。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate.
他带我从南门到内院。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
The lower portion.
后半部。
And its stairway had 8 steps.
这边说到登八层台阶上到这门。
This is south gate.
这个是南门。
Then verse 32.
三十二节。
And he brought me to the inner court on the east side, the east gate.
他带我到内院的东面。
So again here tells us verse 34.
在三十四节这边又说
到。The last statement and its stairway had 8 steps.
最后面这边又说到登八层台阶上到这门。
35.
三十五节。
Then he brought me to the north gate.
他带我到北门。
And here tells us in the verse 37.
37节又告诉我们,
the last statement, and each stairway had 8 steps.
登8层台阶到这门,
so, see, maybe tomorrow can consider just show up the picture, then you all will have a brief idea.
那如果我们有图就可以放上来, 大家就可以看看。
So, from the outside, you go into the outer court, there are 3 gateways, the north, the east, and the south.
所以从墙外面进去到外院,之后又有三个门,是北门,东门和南门。
So, you need to climb 7 steps.
一开始你要登7层台阶。
Now, you already walk into the outer court.
然后7层台阶之后,你就在这个外院。
But from the outer court now, I want to go into the inner court.
那你到外院之后,你又要到内院去。
So again, same, there are 3 gateways, the north, the east, and the south.
同样的,它有三个门,有北门,东门和南门。
But now you must climb 8 steps.
可是你现在必须要登8个台阶。
So it is higher and higher.
它越来越高。
And of course, if you read Psalm 120 to Psalm
120 to 134.
It is called the Song of Ascent.
那这边就是, 上行之诗。
Yes, because the Israelites, they must make this pilgrimage journey to Jerusalem, to the temple. So it is situated on the high mountain. So 3 times a year, they must make this journey.
那当以色列人,他们每年要三次登上这个圣殿, 那这个 殿它是在一个高处, 所以他们就要上行。
So they sing this 15 psalms.
所以他们唱这15首上行之诗。
So actually it talks about the steps.
这边就说到台阶。
Outside to the outer court, 7 steps. From the outer court to the inner court, 8 steps.
所以从外面到外院要7个台阶, 从外院到内院要8个台阶。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们来看回来以西结书第40章。
Chapter 40.
40章。
Here in the verse 49.
在49节。
Or we read verse 48.
我们来读48节。
Then he brought me to the vestibule or the porch of the temple.
于是他带我到殿前的廊子。
So now from the inner court, we want to go up to the temple.
那我们到内院之后就要到殿。
So 49, verse 49.
所以49节。
And steps led up to it.
然后上台, 廊子有台阶。
In the Septuagint, it tells us 10 steps.
这边说到有,
the Chinese not given, the NKJV not given, but my RSV is mentioned 10 steps lead up to it.
在英文的 RSV 的版本, 它有说到有10个台阶。
The Septuagint also mentioned 10 steps.
那那个,
the,
yeah,
the
希腊文的,
yes.
翻译版本它也说到有七十个,哦,有十个台阶。
But never mind, but here tells it's higher now, it's higher.
可是,所以我们就可以知道说,它这个台阶是越来越多层的。
So now for me to draw near to the Lord.
所以当我们要来亲近神的时候,
so see, I must make sure I make a separation.
一开始我们要分别为圣。
Then now I come in from the outside, now I come into the outer court, I climb 7 steps. So it is quite high.
我们要进到外院, 我们要登7个台阶, 就已经蛮高了。
Not enough.
已经不,
from the outer, now I must go into the inner court.
可是这样子是不够的, 我们从外院, 我们还要进去到内院。
So I must climb another 8 steps.
所以我还要再登另外8个台阶。
So it's higher.
就更高了。
Not enough.
可是这样子还不够。
I have to go to the temple area.
我们还要进到这个殿的地方。
To come before the Lord, let's say, according to the Septuagint, Septuagint, now 10 steps.
那就是要登更多的台阶,就是要10个台阶。
Then only I will come before the presence of the Lord.
只有这样子我们才能到神的面前来。
So it tells today a high level of requirement.
那这边就让我们知道说神对我们的要求很高。
If you look at the Bible,
如果我们看圣经,
you look at the Old Testament,
如果我们看旧约圣经,
at the time the Israelites still were at the foot of Mount Sinai.
那个时候以色列人他们还在西乃山的山脚下。
So all the people, they were at the foot of the hill.
他们在山脚下。
Then the Lord God, let's turn to Exodus. We turn very quickly. Let's turn to Exodus.
我们很快来看出埃及记。
Chapter 24.
24章.
Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记的 24章.
Verse 1.
第一节.
Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel."
主对摩西说，你和亚 亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的70人都要上我这里来。
So they were asked to come up.
他们被要求说要上到神那边去。 第九节。
And Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel went up.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的70人都上了山。
Verse 10.
十节,
they saw God of Israel.
他们看见以色列的神。
Of course, here says 11, the Lord did not lay his hand on them.
十一节, 神, 他的手不加害在他们上。
Because they saw the Lord, here says.
这边说到这些人, God. 他们看到神。
So the Israelites, they were at the foot of the hill.
普通的以色列人, 他们在山脚下。
But now God asked Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders to come up, so they went up higher.
可是神这边就叫摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户和70个长老上去。
But they only come to a certain level.
他们只有上到某个地方。
But now Moses, verse 12.
可是12节。
And the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the mountain."
神又对摩西说，你上山到我这里来。
Verse 13.
13节。
So Moses rose with his servant Joshua.
摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来。
So now Moses and Joshua went higher.
现在摩西和他的帮手约书亚就上到更上面的地方。
Then Joshua was left alone and Moses went to meet the Lord.
之后约书亚就在一个地方等着摩西一个人再上更上。
So different levels, different levels.
有不同的 阶层。
If we look at the New Testament,
如果我们看新约圣经,
the Bible says they were the multitudes.
有众人。
From the multitude, the disciples.
从众人之中还有门徒。
From the disciples, 12 apostles.
然后从门徒之中有12个使徒。
From the 12 apostles,
从12个使徒,
the three closest, Peter, James, and John.
有三个比较近的就是彼得、约翰和雅各。
So it is different level, different level.
所以有不同的阶层。
So today, where are we?
那我们今天在哪一个阶层呢?
Are we only disciples?
我们就只是门徒而已吗?
Definitely, we should not be the multitude.
当然我们并不应当当那个群众。
But disciples, disciples not enough.
可是光是当门徒不够。
From the disciples, the Lord chose 12 apostles.
从门徒当中神拣选了12个使徒。
But from the 12 apostles, the three were closest to the Lord.
可是从12个使徒当中还有三个离主耶稣最近。
So today, how is our relationship with Jesus? Now we have come to which level?
那我们今天与神的, 与神多接近呢? 我们在哪一个阶层呢?
We have come up to how many steps?
我们已经登了几个台阶了呢?
If you want to be closer to the Lord, you must put more effort.
如果你要与神更接近的话, 你一定要花更多的努力。
James says, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you."
雅各说，你亲近神, 神就亲近你。
So today we must put more effort to draw near to the Lord.
所以今天我们一定要花更多的心思来亲近神。
And of course, just now we mentioned holiness is a very important requirement.
那当然刚才我们也说到圣洁是非常的重要。
Because Hebrews tell us, without holiness, no one will be able to see God.
因为在希伯来书里面说到, 如果人不圣洁, 没有人能见神的面。
So today I must pursue to draw near to the Lord, but of course I must also pursue to consecrate myself to seek after holiness.
那所以今天我们要追求与神接近, 我们也要追求圣洁。
So we must draw near to Him.
我们一定要更亲近神。
Let's read one more verse.
我们来看一节圣经。
Psalms 73.
诗篇73篇。
Psalm 73.
诗篇的73篇。
At the time, Psalm 73, the author could not understand God.
那个时候这个雅撒这个写诗的人, 他并不了解神。
Actually, he himself, the problem was he himself.
那这个问题在于他自己身上。
At the time, he saw evilness. He saw the prosperity of the wicked.
他那个时候看到恶人亨通。
So there was a danger now. He feel, why should I walk in the righteousness?
那他自己遇到的困难, 他就觉得说, 那为什么我要行义呢?
Because the righteous people seems not doing well, but the wicked the evil one, they prosper.
因为这些好像看起来义人都过得很困苦，反而是恶人亨通。
So he will, at the time, he cannot understand why.
所以那个时候他就并不了解为什么。
But he did this. Let's turn to chapter 73.
可是我们来看诗篇的第七十三篇。
Let us read verse 15.
我们看十五节。
Okay, or we read verse 17.
15节.
So he says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, that I perceived their end.
对不起，是17节，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Verse 21.
21节。
When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in my heart, I was stupid and ignorant, I was like a beast toward thee.
Inner word, 我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
So he admitted that he was wrong.
所以他来知道说他自己错了。
But he see, because the wicked prosper.
因为他看到恶人亨通。
So there was a danger now that he wants to follow to lead this type like the people, the wicked people, so that he will also prosper.
所以他就有点想说他要跟这些恶人一样，这样才可以过好日子。
But until he went to the sanctuary, then he understood.
直到他来到神的圣所，他就了解了。
So now he admitted he was wrong.
他现在就承认说自己错了。
Now he make this determination.
然后他就下定决心。
Verse 25.
25节。
Whom have I in heaven but thee?
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？
There is nothing on earth that I desire besides thee.
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
So now to him, the Lord is the most important.
所以现在对他来说，神是最重要的。
Verse 26. My flesh, my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
二十六节，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
So the Lord is his strength, God is his strength and his portion forever.
所以神是他心里的力量，又是他的福分，直到永远。二十八节。
But for me, it is good to be near God.
但我亲近神是与我有益。
So now he wants to draw near to the Lord.
所以现在他想要亲近神。
So today, the Lord must be the most important in our life.On earth.
所以今天神在我们生命当中一定要是最重要的。
Then be very determined to draw near to him, put effort in our work of drawing near, build up our relationship with him, but we must climb the seven steps, then slowly the eight steps, then according to the Septuagint, another ten steps.
那我们就要下定决心要来与神更亲近，那我们就要花这个努力，要登七个台阶，再登八个台阶，然后再登十个台阶。
Then definitely we will have a very good relationship with the Lord.
这样我们就可以与神有非常好的一个感情。
We are very close to the Lord.
这样我们就可以与神非常的亲近。
We will end here tonight.
我们今天晚上到此结束。
Because of time, we will not sing the hymn. We will kneel down and pray. Those who want to receive the laying on of hands, please come forward.
因为时间的关系，我们就不唱诗。那要接受按手祷告的人，请到前面来。
And we ask the ministers to assist in the laying on of hands.
我们请长执来帮我们按手祷告。